Blog Talk Radio.
You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hoot and Holler. Hopefully, our host will be calling in a second. I'm Linda Sills. I'm here in California in Vista. It's beautiful. It's like summer right now. Probably chemtrails making me nuts. But anyway, no rain this day. So got good test results. And when Bill comes on, I'll let everybody know about that. He's from Indiana. We will be talking about lots of stuff. Okay, Bill, you can call in anytime. Had some tests done last week. We got some good results. Everything was negative that I was praying for. So we'll just keep going. And I just waiting for Bill to come in. Of course, we'll give you the rundown of what we're going to be talking about today. Probably Sotomayor and poor President Trump. They just keep throwing stuff at him. It's so disgusting. We got to talk about Bolshevik Bernie the Red. He's burying himself with every Cuban in Florida. And every Cuban still stuck in Cuba. He's probably burying himself with anybody who's gotten here from Venezuela. He's burying himself with Hispanics. He's burying himself all the way around. I mean, he's not a socialist, and there's such thing as democratic socialism. He's a freaking communist. He's a statist. He's an authoritarian person who loves nothing more than to be just like Mao Zedong. And I'm not exaggerating. He's a very bad man. We got an asshole. Get him on the air. Welcome from Indiana, Bill and crew. Hope we have sound.
How is everybody?
I'm doing good. I don't have to mute myself because I got good news. Everything was clear on the bone cancer thing, so I'm good there. This Thursday.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you for the prayers. Amen. And so this Thursday, we're going to find out if there's any hairline fractures or if it's just scar tissue. I don't know what it could be, you know. But so at least it's an alleviation where, you know, not wandering around trying to write a will, you know. So, but anyway. Yeah. God's always got it, telling you. It's just amazing.
I think we should pray for Bernie Sanders. He obviously has opticitis where his eyeballs are crossed with his rear end and he's got a very crappy outlook on life.
Yeah. So,
you saw the damn Bongino thing, right?
Yeah, but not all of it, but I got the gist. I was, doing other stuff.
Yeah.
But
there's no way, Bernie, you're talking about GDP ending up less than a half a percent. You're talking about bread lines. You're talking about, it's crazy. And these millennials are so smart, they don't realize that Bernie's on that kick of you got to get rid of everybody but 500 million people. Who do they think? They think somehow these millennials think they're the ones that's going to be saved. If you don't produce something, you know, serve no purpose, therefore you are gotten rid of. Exactly. And that will include the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the elderly, the handicapped. Get rid of anybody that can't produce to support and make the collective wealthy and powerful.
Yeah, you know what?
Even get it. If Bernie had his way and Bernie could hand us over to the global agenda, Bernie, you would no longer serve a purpose. You'd be one of the first bastards gone.
No, he's never had
a real job, Linda. How do you go through life and never have a real job?
Because
he would be a millionaire.
Yeah, well, that's because he's doing those deals, and he had his wife doing all that crap on the, what do you call it, media buys. That's how that happened, and God knows what other kind of insider nonsense. But here's the other part. He reminds me of, and you've read enough history, he reminds me so much of Karl Marx, whom he absolutely adores, and he reminds me of Saul Alinsky. They're all self-loathing Jews, lazy as hell, want everything for nothing, sit on their asses in their parents' basements. That's what I'm telling you.
You just named the core of Bernie supporters, people who produce nothing.
Nothing.
Who expect
and their
everybody
brains are
else
nothing.
To work to support them.
Them.
That's
but here,
just
listen.
How it is. That's the crowd Bernie appeals to.
Okay, the
it's
reason
crazy.
He, And, the reason he's lying to them, Bill, he wants to be a dictator. He has to lie to them. Everybody in history has lied to their people.
Linda, if Bernie Sanders somehow got elected, within the first year of him pushing this crap, he would be assassinated, and 99.99% chance it would be a Democrat that did it.
Well, look, I don't advocate for any of that crap.
But I'm just saying, when you start taking away the livelihoods of everybody, when you start taking away opportunities, when you want the government to control everything, and his whole thing about fossil fuels, he's going to sue fossil fuel companies all this and that. Bernie, you would have to change the laws, and it would have to go into effect after that, and you wouldn't what you think.
Don't you think you're trying
to steal the wealth. Bernie is so stupid. They are trying to steal the wealth from the fossil fuels to put it into their own pocket. Big Pharma in the 1930s said, hey, we can't have legal marijuana. It's our competition. And Big Plastic said, I agree with you. So they put out all kinds of propaganda and spent all kinds of money to get marijuana illegal and keep it illegal. Well, now that when people are legalizing it, look who's jumping in here and trying to get their piece out of it. News for everybody out there. It's a plant that was put on this earth by God. And if you have to pay a tax to get it, then that's not legal. That is a Ponzi scheme.
Right. So when you talk about somebody taking him out with a, 308 or something, I do believe whoever it might be would have to stand in a long line because there'd be a whole lot of people before but nonetheless, and here's the thing. Every single dictator, every single one had to lie to their people or they took over by revolution like Castro or in 1933, the people in Germany elected him chancellor overwhelmingly 90-some percent, almost 97%. Do you think he told them the truth about his vision? Are you serious?
Oh, heck no. But
they can't tell the truth.
What if Bernie did get elected and started all this crap? Would the Democrats impeach him?
That's another story.
Would the Democrat establishment impeach him?
No, of course not.
I had a stroke the other night when I heard Chris Matthews say, it's worth 4 more years of Trump to keep Bernie out of there.
Yeah, now they're trying to fire the guy. When you turn on your own, that's unacceptable. So
it's happening all over the media.
Right.
I keep paying attention to certain numbers because you can't really trust all this stuff that's put out there because propaganda is deep. But I noticed that at the Trump rallies, when they're listing out percentages and stuff, it's like 90% of the Republicans support Trump. 80% of independents support Trump, and 20% of Democrats support Trump. That equals 190. So if I reverse and count how many don't support Trump, I get 110. 190
I got Robert
beats
in.
190 beats 110.
Welcome, Robert, from Florida.
Thank you, Linda. Hey, Bill Strong.
Good brother.
How you do?
Oh, we're going over, all this stuff because there's so much that has to be, basically talked about. We've got the Sotomayor deal. We got, of course, Bernie Sanders. He's crazy. The Democrats hate him. I don't know what's going to happen, although but I think Joe Biden's just about done. I mean, what was he saying yesterday or something that he's running
for
the
Senate?
This guy's gone. Bill, he's gone.
He keeps citing stuff
like he was with the Uyghur in China. Well, heck, that guy's been gone for 23 damn years. And
he said he got
arrested in South Africa with Nelson Mandela.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Joe
has no clue where he's at. I feel sorry for Joe because
– Well, why doesn't somebody tell him?
When you get to be elderly and things like this start happening to you, people shouldn't scorn you. People shouldn't scorn you. Although I'm not saying he's not worthy of being scorned for his past. But when he's handicapped like this, put him to bed.
Where's his wife and family? I don't understand that. That's nuts. That is absolute beyond crazy that she...
His son and his brothers, they're trying to stay hidden because they're all involved in money laundering and...
Yep. No, I'm talking about behind... I'm talking about behind the scenes trying to help this woman, tell him to jump out and go get some help. What the hell is with her? Worship now, or that she, you know, I guess they are. I mean, that's the only other explanation. That she thinks he's got a shot at the presidency and the man doesn't know what it is? Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. I know.
The sad part is they don't even have a platform.
He's running.
They're debating tonight, and I'll about guarantee you, you watch the debate, there'll be no talk of what they're going to do for the country except for Bernie, how he's going to destroy us and make us a socialist crap hole. But it'll be constant attacks on each other. Nothing substantial about what they will do to help the American public. They keep saying we got to change direction, but they never name what direction they're trying to take us in because
I know.
I'm pretty happy with the direction we're going.
Oh, I know where they're going to take us. Bill, you know what direction they're taking. About straight to hell in a handbasket, and you know damn well that's the truth.
Yeah,
and
that's ridiculous. But let's look out here. We're still winning. Did not the 9th district just say Trump to defund Planned Parenthood?
Oh God, isn't that great? Oh, and the other thing
and
on that debate
court,
say
did not the court say Trump can legally keep people coming here from getting welfare and food stamps?
Yeah, I think so. And the other thing is,
we're still winning. Did you see did you see how India?
Oh my God, India! Oh my God, that was amazing. You know what else is not going to be on that?
The world's largest democracy.
There was that stadium had 110,000 people. That's the largest stadium in the world, arena. And do you know what else is not going to be on that stage tonight? An American flag, because these people. Are un-American, anti-American, and anti-freedom.
I saw them in India.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Did anybody?
I've seen people in India wearing Keep India Great hats on. India Great hats on. You know, and it's like, and I see you look at Brazil. You look around the globe. This man has had an effect.
I know.
I don't know how the only thing Obama ever accomplished was for his Muslim brothers and himself.
Yeah, and all the commies and everybody in Chicago and all the rest of that nonsense. Yeah, I know.
Did you see Rod Blagojevich's little interview?
I think I saw some of it, but that was a few days ago. I've had way too much on my mind lately.
He has nothing good to say about Obama and his Chicago cronies.
Oh, I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure. Yeah, so, you know.
Is he trying to make up with the Democrats, Bill Strong?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh, no. He has become, what do you call himself? A Trumpocrat.
Oh, my God. Oh, did anybody see?
He insinuates that he's getting ready to lower the boom on Obama, Rahm Emanuel, and the Chicago cronies.
Good. Did anybody see the interview with Netanyahu, Mark Levin, on Sunday night?
I did.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
Bibi is not only smart, so down to earth. I adore that man. I have nothing but – I mean, he gets it. He totally gets it. He's very excited about the Trump plan for the Middle East, and he says this will be a – historic 100-year missed opportunity if we don't do it. And that's why we're praying he gets reelected. I'm praying for that. Can you imagine?
Well, Britain's out of the EU.
Yep. It's happening.
And who was it? And somebody else is getting ready to leave the EU. I can't even remember who it was, so I don't want to say and be wrong. But there's another Eastern country, European country, getting ready to pull out of the EU just like Britain. And there's three or four other countries discussing pulling out of the EU. So, you know, if the EU falls apart and it gets destroyed, there are some men who will be behind that who should get credit and be honored as heroes of the globe. You know, it's the biggest crap I ever seen. All you do is you keep increasing the debt and passing it around country to country.
That's it.
While meantime, you're skimming everything off of it and padding your own elitist pockets.
That's it, Bill Strong.
You know, the other day,
got an election coming out here. I got a county commissioner. I said, what are you doing about illegal immigration? He says, that's not the county's business. I said, when our elected are invested in businesses and housing that caters to illegals and profit from it, it is every person in the county's business.
Good for you,
and I've never heard nothing back from him after that.
That's
the kind of crap around this country. You've got in your elected officials. They're not in there to do our bidding and to benefit us. They're in there to benefit themselves. And that's on our local levels all the way to the top. You got to watch out. Trump's taking a swamp that took 150 years to build, and he can't take it down just overnight. It just can't be done. And there's so many depths, there's so many cracks in this you got to fill in and reach in there and pull the bugs out of the crack. You want to make sure you get everybody. You don't want to leave nobody else to be able to plot again and come back at you.
There's bugs and berries in somebody else's crack.
The court ruled he has the power to throw out disloyal people.
Right. You know what else? I was watching because I subscribe to it. I got to see Glenn interview Candace Owens. Now, she was on – oh, God, was she on with Laura? She was on with Laura yesterday. But Friday, she dialed it back with that other black lady sitting there who was obviously a leftist. She dialed it back 20 percentage points. She told Glenn she thinks that the black percentage vote for Donald is 30% this year. And Glenn's jaw dropped to the floor, and he says, holy God, that's game-changing. She says, yeah, conservatively, I'm saying 20. She says, but I think it's more like 30. And if that happens, Bill, the left is done. They're toast. They are totally wrong.
The blacks are upset.
Actually, when you look at some of these polls, he's got over 40% black approval.
Yes.
He's headed to 50% black approval. He's got a tremendous support amongst the Latino community. You know, because they're the ones that's getting screwed the most with all these illegals.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's, you know what, Bill, and that's 17% of the vote right there. That's what I read. The Hispanic community is 17%.
Every rally Trump has, he's pulling over 15% of Democrats into that rally.
Yeah, and
each
he's getting
rally
more.
Is at least 15% Democrats. Well, if you got 20%, 30% of the black support, you're picking up 15% of the Dems, and you're carrying 90-some% of the Republicans.
Republicans,
probably
yeah.
Helping you lose.
Oh, you know what? I'm praying for a huge electoral landslide. Absolutely. Thank you, Chad. I want to see 450 points on that electoral side for us. That's what I want to see. And I mean, that's conservative if we want to really get serious.
I love this because we're discussing these numbers. And I'm saying, you know, it's been hard trying to get rid of the Electoral College. How much would it blow their minds if Trump slaughtered them in the popular vote?
Oh, my God. Oh, that would be the end of it. There's not enough towels and drainage systems to carry all the tears. It would be like Noah's Ark. It would be flooding tears. Unbelievable. Get your boats ready because they're going to cry you a river. Holy Christ.
It's so bad here. It's so bad here, Linda. It's unbelievable.
It's getting worse and worse
every day.
What they did when they started their Agenda 21 with the cities and stuff, with Philly and everything, and all these towns, They hit both coasts. They hit your state and my state the worst. Because
every time
I looked at, every time I was reading reports by Tom DeWeese and everybody else, oh man, you guys, I've seen different, and they had their eyes on Texas too with their corridors in there. Yeah, huge. You got to be so careful. That's why when you see things like, there's a lot of factors. When you see things like Austin and Houston turn pink or blue or purple, that's why.
Hey,
do you know what? Go ahead.
I live between Austin and Houston.
Yeah, but you're in a different, we got different towns. There's a Hollywood, Florida, just like there's a Hollywood, California. It's crazy, I know. But,
saying, it wouldn't be doing a whole lot, because how many people you think's in Houston, Chad?
Maybe
100. People live Houston, Indiana is about 100.
Yeah, so that's tiny.
And Austin probably don't have 30,000.
Yeah. Well, you've got a bunch of little dotted towns there. I've passed them all on 65. I've been there plenty of times. I know all them places you're talking about. I'm familiar now.
Some of these places you got to get lost to end up at.
I did. Believe me. And you
just have
to find me. Thank God I got a landline because I'd still be
the northern part of my state, Linda. The northern part of my state and the college campuses of my state.
Oh, I know.
They are pushing against the southern part with their liberal bull crap.
Sure.
And
yeah.
If you look at our state and you start rating counties by which counties have the most debts, it'd be the counties with the biggest towns. But when you start looking into what debts they got, you're wondering how? I just read like California. Lottery money that was supposed to be going to the education system is like $69 million bucks missing.
Right, yep. That's right. You know who I like, Phil Strug? I like your senator from Indiana.
Which one?
The Republican.
Well, I know, but what's the name?
I can't remember. I can't remember his name.
It's
but he
wears glasses. The national level?
Does he wear glasses?
Pardon me?
If he wears glasses, it was Mike Brown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He wears glasses.
Cool.
Mine's got big ears. His name's Todd Young, and he needs to be replaced desperately bad.
So you don't like him?
I don't like Todd Young. I love Mike Brown. He's awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't like
Todd
Young.
So Mike Brown was the guy with the glasses, right?
Yes. He was the one that was speaking during the impeachment crap and all this and that.
Right, I saw him last night. He was spot on last night. Yeah, it's very frightening. From the Justice Department all the way down. It's unbelievable.
Well, everybody's blaming Obama, but Obama didn't stack all these positions in our intelligence and community on his own. George W. Bush had a hand in that. Bill Clinton had a hand in that. And George H.W. Bush had a hand in that. Realize George H.W. Bush came out of intelligence, which shows how much intelligence we lacked, that he was in charge of intelligence.
Correct me if I'm wrong, if I heard correctly, Bill Strong. I heard, just please, I hope I'm wrong. So the Justice Department could issue the warrants to the FBI and call it a day, right?
For what?
For anything.
Depends on what kind of warrants they're on.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
If they had warrants for people for treason, they wouldn't use the FBI, Robert. They would use the military. They would send special people to get these people.
We're not going that far yet. So here's the deal. Here's how people get indicted on these anything. When the DOJ decides that they've got one or two or people or whatever, and they want to try to indict them, they assemble a grand jury, and then that gets gone through. If the grand jury indicts them, then they can be formal charges. But they get arrested. I guess they get a warrant for arrest for whatever they are, and then they go to trial. That's basically what they can do. That's what Bill Barr does. That's his job.
It's easier, to be honest with you, it's probably a whole lot easier if you could get them on a charge in a certain community for that community to grab them to begin with.
Well, it depends. Now, if they're breaking state law, yeah, you can just arrest them. It doesn't matter who they are, because unless they're the president. I don't even think that people
I don't know about your state, but in my state, there are two all-powerful people that can go anywhere and arrest anybody,
sheriff,
including
yeah.
a judge. One is the coroner, and the other
Ooh.
One is the game warden.
Did I hear right? You said coroner?
Coroner.
Coroner.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, see, every
wow.
state's different. You see, all the states are different because that's why they call them United States. State means small country. That's the whole point of the federalism. That's why the people are so brilliant.
But if these guys arrested them on a federal crime, they could have them held until the federal marshals got here or until the nearest military post sent people to take charge of them.
Thank you for the coroner, Bill Strong. I needed that one.
Okay, I got a question here. I don't know when you
your county coroner can arrest the judge.
Wow. Well, if somebody, if it's a state law and you're the president or, whatever these other clowns get, I don't know. But if it's enough, if you're out there for rape or murder, I'm pretty sure. I mean, they could have got Clinton on raping Anita Broderick. I don't know how they bought everybody off. That was horrible. Flycatcher had a question about the...
It wasn't just her. They could have got Clinton's on Whitewater. They could have got Clinton's on...
Oh, God.
Mean, yeah.
So, we think...
The hypocrisy of being called a Justice Department, and no one has ever been charged in any of this. And I know we get a little back and forth there, but it's like, it reminds me. John Gotti killed 9 people, you put him away. Hadn't had 9 people killed, and you put him away. How many people have the freaking Clintons had killed, and they're still walking?
Oh, I know. How many has Obama gotten away with? Don't even get me started. I just wanted to ask that one question.
According to Larry Sinclair, there were 2 people done away with before Obama became a senator.
Well, yeah. Well, of course, I know that. We know all this stuff. These guys are horrible. So, question is, how many blacks will vote for Trump and how many will not vote at all? Well, we don't care about the ones that don't. We don't know the percentage. Candace Owen thinks it's 30%, 25-30% easy of the vote. She's been doing her homework. She just wrote a book about it. So, let's pray for it.
I love Candace Owen.
She's awesome.
She's
great.
She's courageous. She
yeah.
is courageous. She will stand right there in their faces and tell
right.
them. I've seen you do it
how
in the Congress.
Do you know how she got fooled around from being a Democrat leftist? She started reading Thomas Sowell and Walter E. Williams. That's how. I wish she would have.
I love that when someone says, well, the right is all the unintelligent people. I have yet to see anyone on the left who could stand and match Thomas Sowell with intelligence and wisdom.
Oh, Thomas is great. Well, there's another one too. You got to check out what's Shelby Steele. He's pretty smart too. Black guy. He totally gets it. He gets the crazy plantation, that they haven't figured out how to get off of it yet because they've been lied to. In fact, Candace was saying, she says, I feel, so cheated.
They have been baited to stay on the plantation. When Clyburn comes out and says, well, when we were slaves, we had 100. Being employed is being employed is not a good thing or whatever. But
here's the problem. The guy is an idiot. They had no choice. The man hasn't got the brains of a gnat.
Today, Mr. Clyburn, they own the farm.
Yeah, that's the whole – well, the guy is a complete illiterate piece of crap. All are. These people are so brainwashed. I'm telling you, they have been – thoroughly from the time they're 2 years old, I guess. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. It does make you crazy. This was saying she felt cheated because she says, I've been lied to, most of my life, most of my childhood and for my adult life. She's making up for lost.
Think about this. think about this. There she was, a Democrat, and turned Republican. There was Ronald Reagan, a Democrat, and turned Republican. And I'm sorry, but my first hero in politics was John F. Kennedy. I was a little kid. It was John F. Kennedy.
There's,
you know,
John
F. Kennedy. Bernie Sanders said John F. Kennedy makes him sick. That makes me want to slap Bernie Sanders to the ground, because you are never going to be a John F. Kennedy. Yeah, he had he wasn't a perfect man, but by God, he put his country first.
He was my favorite president, too.
Behind the scenes that, you know, in fact, that no one will probably tell you, I'm not talking about Marilyn Monroe and all that stuff. Everybody knows he was stepping everything that walked or sat down or lied down. And I heard that LBJ was 10 times worse, if you can believe that. Of course, he must have had lots of money, probably stole it from his stupid, ugly ladybird to pay off the hookers, because he was ugly as sin. And a bigot, bigot.
I had a friend in my life, my brother Eric, many call him the Pollock. But this guy, he had a voice like Sam Elliott.
Oh.
Dark hair, lanky, dark tan guy, and always smiling. This man could get women like nobody you ever saw in your life. And he'd go out to a woman for a while, and they'd break up, and she'd still be his friend.
Wow.
Now,
if he looked that good, I don't think I could do that. I'd be crying too much. That's funny. Oh, my God. But, no, the people – I know what you're talking about as far as the center of the road stuff, but, you know, just got to be careful about
you know, I don't think we could find any president that was perfect.
No, because they don't walk on water. The only one we know
of
is Christ himself.
Right.
And so forget about it. You're not going
to
get there.
We have to look at them as, what did they do for our country?
Right. Well, I'm looking also.
As Chad says, you tell us what you could do better, Democrats. Just tell us what you could do better, and then explain to us why the hell you never did.
You know, I just finished reading Men in Black, which was awesome, and I'm rereading for the second time Ameritopia by Levin. The last portion that Mark talked about, because he understands the Constitution, he understands what liberty is and where it comes from, and how you try to preserve it, and what the left is doing and the evil ones. And he explains it quite well. And he said when he was a teenager, he lived in Philadelphia, and he and his buddy would go to Independence Hall, and they would walk through, and they would touch the chairs, and they would look at everything and realize, you know, that these people, that everything that happened there was just like so amazing. And the first time in history that this type of thing would happen. And he would wonder in his mind, even at a young age, he says, what made them so different and special, and what motivated them in their thinking, et cetera, and in their hearts? And then he pondered on it for a while, and he says, look no further than the Declaration of Independence. I want to see Donald, when he gets in the debate situation against whomever, I want him to talk about that stuff, and I want him to talk about natural rights, and that you're not allowed to take them away, that you need to stop now, you bastards. That's what I want him to say.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt from what everybody has seen on the Democrat debate, when even the Democratic commentators like Van Jones are coming out and saying, oh, my God. Is James Carville not supposedly one of the most brilliant Democrats there ever was?
Yeah, well, he's funny, can't stand it either.
James Carville telling them, Bernie Sanders will destroy the Democrat Party. It will be the death of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, good. Let him do it, because he's not going to win.
You know,
but that's
right.
But
when you've got these Democrats like Carvel and like Matthew and like all these others that are all of a sudden speaking out against Bernie, I got to tell you, another reason why I don't think they can beat Trump is because I can't see all these others going toe full blown ignorant socialist and voting for Bernie. They'll either stay at home, which would mean it would be a huge slaughter. Or they'll show up and they'll vote for Trump.
Well, I don't know about voting for, you know, that remains to be seen, but I think
when it comes down to it, they're looking at two evils. They're going to pick the lesser of the two evils. And even Chris Matthews says that's Trump.
Well, Chris Matthews, you know, needs to go out for every 5 minutes and have another sip of his vodka.
He's not the only one saying this stuff.
I know. I get it. I just don't have that much respect for these guys. These guys are all
spreading big.
All these people are ex, you know, cabinet members or working for the left at some point or another, whether it was the Clinton administration or the Omega administration. Come on, we know what's going on there. You've got who's the Stephanopoulos, he's another one. And then you got Matthews. Thrill of leg, have another drink, Matthews. I mean, it's true. So I don't have much respect for these people. And then you got Joe Scarborough, who has the IQ of a snail.
The establishment Democrats you're talking about, they were content with playing the charade game is that we're not really socialists.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Oh,
that's
no.
See,
because
that's what they've been doing, Linda. That's what they've been doing. Here's Bernie, full-blown communist.
Yep, and he's not keeping his mouth shut. That's why they hate him, because he's exposing what they all are and what they all believe. They can't hide from it anymore. That's why they won't probably let him.
But if Bernie gets in there with his communism, if he gets in there,
we are doomed. He's not going to get elected. He's not going to get the election.
Well, you know what, Linda?
The threat of Bernie Sanders should have us all working to get every vote out there. Every vote out there.
I agree with you.
Don't take anything for granted.
I know.
Show up in numbers. Vote.
Bill Strong, the Hispanic Americans, 17% rejected him in Florida.
Mean Bernie?
Bernie.
Yeah, of course. They're trying to keep Bernie off the ballot in Florida.
Yeah. So here's my question too.
I give kudos because that's because of the Cuban influence of all these people who fled that tyranny, who fled that poverty, who fled that control. You couldn't say nothing and get your butt killed. Oh, he taught them. He gave them literacy. Yeah. Read this. Read anything else, and I kill you.
Yeah. It's all indoctrination. Yeah, it's all indoctrination. It's like you have a choice. Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous. So, it's like North Korea.
Live.
Come on, they're all the same.
You ever see that science fiction movie, Linda? You ever see that science fiction movie, They Live?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Then there's the other one.
That,
this is zombies.
That is like a cult classic for some reason. I mean, it has a huge, huge following of people that love that movie. And I watch it. I know who Roddy Piper was and all these people, but the acting was bad. But
yeah,
I always wondered, well, how does that movie rate such a huge following? And I understand it now, because we got that in the 70s. It was exposed that our hardware or our big stores, you go to, that they were playing music, but in that music was subliminal message, buy, you know, and they got caught. If you go back and research, you can find that out. It was like Sears and several others.
They all
got caught with this stuff. Yeah, they were doing this. And,
so here's my, besides getting everybody to the polls, here's the winning strategy for Trump. Seriously, he needs to connect the dots between his successes and how it happens. In other words, what are the factors, not just what he passed or what he did, which is great, but what are the mitigating factors in our Constitution, in our Western way of life, in our total Bill of Rights, literally, our freedom, free market system, the capitalism, the Industrial Revolution, all of these things that line up, free markets, letting the private sector do its thing, the federalism, all of these things, with everything you can name that you want to out that the framers did that was brilliant, and connect the dots and say, when you do this, this is what happens. He can can do two small little pieces of history and talk about the Roaring Twenties with Calvin Coolidge, and how, if he wants to be honest about it, he within less than 2 years brought down that unemployment rate to 2% a year and a half.
I don't know, by cutting taxes. Linda, I'm past 60 and stuff, and I'm saying I have never seen any president do as much in as short a period that benefited the American people, middle class, low class, you know, all of them.
Right, right.
Oh, well,
here's the deal.
I get so sick and tired of the left screaming, well, he's only helping the rich. You know what?
I know, they're lying.
This is a country.
You know they're
it's
lying.
It's called opportunity. You got the opportunity to work your butt off, learn everything you can learn, and climb the ladder. If you don't do nothing about that opportunity, it's not the guy who did's fault.
Right. Look, here's the thing. Now, granted, Reagan had 8 years to do what he did, but he did a hell of a job, dude. You got to give him that. We're talking 25 million new jobs, but it took him 8 years. He did the right thing. You got to give him credit for that. He was doing – he was trying to cut
steps. He did, but he didn't do – he didn't have to bounce back and fight all the stuff that
right. Well, they hated him too.
Trump's had to fight. Yeah.
They hated him too. Believe me. I got 3 minutes.
You got to give credit. You got to give credit. There was togetherness worked on from both sides of the aisle at that time when Newt was in charge.
Yes.
I believe it was. And, you know, he got major things passed bipartisanly.
But that was a different era. Look, that was how many years ago.
You can't pass bubblegum taste good.
I know. Well, because
every Democrat vote against it.
You got Stretch Biglossi in there, the evil
Democrat.
Oh, my God.
That's how it is. Look at the bills. You know, Pelosi didn't talk about the bills laying on McConnell's desk. Well, you should read some of that crap in there. I wouldn't pass it either.
Yeah, exactly. So
but
we got
now,
2 minutes left. Say again,
Robert. Talk about the major bills that would have benefited the country that was waiting on Pelosi to put them on the floor.
I agree with you.
Voted on.
Right.
You know,
because they were screwing around with impeachment. I get it. Go ahead, Robert, real quick. I don't have much time.
Who do you guys pick for South Carolina?
I don't care. I just want to get the debate stage going, and I want him to slaughter the whoever it is. Slaughter him. I got a couple minutes.
Do they count votes on the other side? Is there a Republican stuff goes on, caucus stuff, count votes? I know in Iowa there was for Trump. He had 170,000 votes versus.
I know. Guys,
thank you
for your prayer. I've got this.
Get better, Linda.
I know. Thank you. I got two more days. I got to be there at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. I'm going to get two more tests, and hopefully I'll be back here by 12:30 so I can have wine and not worry about stuff. You know, I think what it might be, it's either scar tissue or a hairline fracture, whatever it is. If he wants to put a permanent stem pens in my body, then that's what we'll do. I can't stand the pain anymore. But, guys, thank you so much for every prayer because they work. They absolutely work. Praise Jesus. He's the ultimate healer. He's the ultimate physician. You guys have a great one.
Keep your eyes on things. It's only going to get crazier and crazier as we get closer to November. And if you get a chance, watch Mark Levin. Keep up on things. And go back and check into Dan Bongino's show for the last,
it's a good
3 weeks,
one.
Chad. And watch every one of these. You will freak out how every one of these things going on, the same people, and how they're all connected into it each time. He lays it out. Now, Dan has sources because of what he's been that other people don't have. And
well, that's true.
I have a source comes here and has told me stuff. I put it on Facebook. Chad knows this. And people are like, well, how the hell do you know that? Well, that's none of your business.
And you can't tell him. I know. All right, guys. I got 20 seconds. I love you guys. I'm not even going to play music. Let's see you next week. Be blessed. Night-night.
Night-night.